Okay, so I got my three questions. Do you know what we are, Matthew?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. That was a little hesitant there, but. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 238.
This is a podcast where two drunken goofy goobers play retro games for your amusement. I am Goofy Goober number one. My name is Jared.
And I am Goofy Goober number two. My name is Earl. And this week, we are going to be a couple of goofy goobers as we are not playing SpongeBob SquarePants.
I couldn't think of anything for this game because I like read a plot summary and it's all fucking
it's
nonsense.
This game is bonkers. But we're going to be playing Super Valis 4 on the Super Nintendo. This game, I've probably read the title before, but I've never even gave it a thought.
Yeah, never heard of it until
it was added to the
It showed up on here a couple weeks ago.
So we'll see how it is. I don't know. Super Valis 4. I think it's a platformer. I played it for like 10 minutes a couple weeks ago, and it seemed fine. I don't know. We'll see how it is.
We'll find out.
We will. But so before we find out, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going pretty good, you know. I mean, we've got a new president.
We do. So. It is so refreshing to have like a competent adult in charge.
We've got that going for us.
Oh, it's so good.
So yeah, that just happened a couple days ago. He officially was sworn in,
and without incident. So
yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah.
I love how all the Kanan supporters are like, What happened here? It didn't go down. It didn't happen. We were told it was going to happen. Blah, blah, blah. It's like, that's because...
Well, then you all just sat at home and did nothing.
Yeah, you were fed lies.
I don't... Wait, is that how it's... Is it Kanan?
I don't know. That's how I pronounce it.
For some reason, I guess I always read it Q-anon.
I think it is, because Q... Like, it's supposed to be... Q is this anonymous guy. Okay. Who
now,
feeds...
Q is an omnipotent being.
I don't
in the Star Trek universe.
Oh yes, 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 yes. That I mean, in real life, that's who Q is. But
right.
in these right wing terrorist eyes, Q is some sort of anonymous whistleblower or something. Mm. Yeah, who that's I believe
stupid.
Doesn't exist. You know, or it's probably. Just like the ultimate internet troll.
Yeah, like, God, I hope so. Just fucking with these people.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, so we've got that going
for our country,
us, but like the world.
Yeah, that's exciting. Very exciting.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, I'm just rocking the X-ray world out in clinicals.
Nice. Jurek told me some pretty big news before the podcast. Pretty exciting for him.
Oh yeah, next Wednesday I'll be getting my first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine.
Nice, nice, very cool. That's exciting. I'm one of the people who will be last on the totem pole. So
yeah. Well, hopefully Biden can figure out something to roll it out a bit faster.
I mean, his plan is to get 100 million vaccinated in 100 days.
Yeah.
So that's pretty ambitious, but we'll see.
I mean, they're already, you know, they're starting to roll out further than just like healthcare workers now.
Yeah, now it's like 65 and older.
It's like 65 plus.
Yeah. Yep. So, well, which is good because that means my parents can get it. So.
Oh, okay. Did they try to like sign up to get it?
I don't think so yet. But
you can like sign up now, I think.
But yeah, the last time I talked to them, wave two wasn't even ready to roll out yet, so they hadn't done anything. But maybe they have now. I don't know.
Yeah.
I should probably call my mom, huh? Shout out to my mom. I don't think she listens to this podcast, but
probably not. I don't see why she would.
Nope, me neither.
I think my mom said she like listened to one episode for about 10 minutes or something.
And then was like, why are they saying fuck all the time?
I mean, we don't say it that much. She, I don't think she listened. Usually the swearing comes out in while we're playing.
That's true. That's
and I
true.
Don't think she probably even made it to us playing.
Right, right.
She, I mean, she obviously, this is not a podcast for her.
No.
She is not our demographic.
That's why, yeah. I don't know. Our show is so niche, you know? Like, yeah. It's not like we haven't even really ever like promoted it to our friends on Facebook or anything, you know? Like, it's just because, like, I don't know.
The people who found it, for the most part, just found it on their own.
Found it on their own, and yeah.
And we love you.
Thank you, Revelers. Do. Revelers, you're the best. You are the best. Anyway.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
I'm good. I'm good. Let's see. Not too much to report this week. I'm great. I've got a 4-day weekend going right now. I got Friday and Monday off, so that's exciting.
Mm. Not me. I was at the hospital today.
Yep. Yep. You texted me on your break, so that was sweet.
I did. I was eating lunch.
I was busy playing a video game. Speaking of that,
I had just gotten done helping a radiologist shove a feeding tube up a person's nose.
Cool.
No, it's terrible. It's the worst.
Is it the
procedure.
Worst? Is that worse than like an enema?
Yep. I feel like I would rather put an enema up somebody's butt than watch the radiologist shove a tube down this poor person's nose.
So like you got to get it in the nose and then down the throat.
I mean, yeah, at least that in for that one, it's a doctor doing it. Like I'm doing nothing other than
holding the person's hand.
Well, yeah, that sometimes, or, pressing, moving the x-ray tube so they can see, because we do it, they do it with x-ray so they can see where the tube is, because it has to go down their throat and into their stomach. And sometimes it has to go into the stomach and then out of the stomach and actually like into the small intestine.
Okay.
So you need like x-ray guidance to make sure you're in the right spot.
Cool, man. You are living a far different life than I lead. I tell you that much.
Yeah.
Cool. But tell the Revelers and I, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
I have. I beat Hollow Knight.
Oh, you did?
I did.
And so are you now a convert and Hollow Knight is the best game you've ever played? And
I wouldn't say the best game I've ever played. It's a very good game and I did really enjoy it now.
Okay.
It definitely has a lot of room for improvement, which I'm hoping. It sounds like, yeah, the Hollow Knight Silk Song is in fact like a full sequel.
Oh, it is. I thought it was an expansion.
It's not like an expansion. I believe it. It's its own game.
Okay.
I mean, you play as a whole new character and stuff. I mean, a character that is a boss that you fight in Hollow Knight.
Oh, really? Okay. Silk Song, is that his name?
No, her name is Hornet.
Hornet. Oh,
it's like
okay.
The second boss you fight.
Hmm.
Or at least it was the second boss I fought, I guess. I don't know that there's any. Like, yeah, one of my main complaints is it's a very just kind of open-ended game. There's very little direction, I feel like, which I would like more direction.
Like
you don't have to
go
tell
from
me
here to here. Yeah,
I just want more objectives, essentially. Basically, eventually you go to a point and yeah, it gives you a few objectives, but I don't really know the story, if there is a story. I played the game for 30 hours and I don't really know what the point of anything was or who I was, why I was there, what I was.
Weren't you trying to find the Bug City?
Accomplishing? Yeah, and I find the Bug City. But I don't know. Maybe I just missed something or wasn't paying attention. But it's there's a lot of lore and stuff. And they.
Let me ask you this. When you did this playthrough, the one where you finished the game, did you start from where you were on your original playthrough or did you just start all the way over?
No, I started over.
Okay.
Because I think originally I was playing it on the Switch because that's what it came out on first. And building up to it, I was super excited for Hollow Knight because I kept hearing about this because it came out on PC like a year before it came to Switch or something.
Yeah.
So it was like this big built up game and I was like, oh man, this looks awesome. It sounds awesome. And then I played it and was like, meh. It just makes me want to play Ori again.
Yeah.
Ori's way better.
And Ori is still way better. I still need to finish the second Ori.
Yeah, so good.
Will of the Wisps. Well,
but
cool. Yeah,
Hollow Knight is good. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah, it took me about 30 hours. I got I think I got like 87% completion.
Oh, wow. So with probably, I mean, with not really trying. I mean, were you trying to get 100% or?
No, I wasn't trying to get 100%. But I mean, I eventually was kind of helping using like a map.
Oh, sure.
Online and stuff. Ah, just because also one of my, in that game, you know, you enter a new area and you can't see where you are. You can't see the map until you find the guy selling the map.
Yeah.
So you're just in the dark sometimes and it's just like, oh,
just frustrating.
I just want to know where the hell I'm going.
Right.
Just, it should just show me, even if it just showed me the room, like if it uncovered the map as I went through it.
I mean, I would prefer that. It doesn't do that?
It doesn't even do that until you buy the map.
Oh, see, because I was like, Super Metroid does, like, you have to unlock the map once you get to the map unlock thing, but
right.
But it does unlock, it does show you where you've been.
Right. Yeah. And until, in Hollow Knight, until you buy the map, it just says no map for this area.
Oh, okay.
You can't even see where you've been.
Oh, see, that's a dumb decision in my
opinion. And then
opinion.
Even after you buy the map, you go through new rooms and it doesn't fill in the rest until you sit at a bench.
Oh, really?
So you buy the map and it uncovers a certain amount, but you don't, if you go beyond what it initially has, because each area is way bigger than
the map shows
you initially, and then you go into new areas and you still don't get to see that until you sit at a bench.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it was still fun. I enjoyed it.
Cool. Hollow Knight.
But definitely room for improvement. And it, from what I've seen so far of Silk Song, it seems like it'll be better.
Okay, cool. Well, maybe I should give it a second chance. I don't really see that happening anytime soon, but
yeah.
I don't know. Cool. Well, Hollow Knight.
Indeed. How is Slay the Spire?
Oh man, I am addicted to this Slay the Spire game. So here's what I've done. I've now I bought it on my Switch, and since then I've become addicted, and now I've bought it on my phone. So I can play on my breaks at work.
like, does your save from Switch go to the phone?
No. So it's like
play completely separate.
Two separate games. I mean, yeah. It's all separate, but yeah, I don't know. I'm having a blast with it. It's so fun. It's so deep too. It's just like, and so you beat it once with each guy, and then after you beat it, it unlocks ascensions, which they're called, and there's 20 ascensions. I may have talked about this last week. I don't remember.
Yeah,
but,
I think so.
Okay. And each ascension gets progressively just a little bit harder and harder. I've beaten the base game with all four characters, and then I've beaten Ascension 1 with two of the characters. So I'm working on Ascension 2 with them, and then still Ascension 1 with two other characters. So I don't know, but it's very fun. And it's just, you try and build this deck and you try and make it do stuff, like, okay, I have this card. And then, so each battle, when you win, you get a choice of, you can add one of these three cards to your deck, and it's like pretty random which cards are available to you. So you never know which ones you're going to get. And, sometimes you might want to like a lot of times I find myself wanting to build the same deck I had last time, but like, it just doesn't work that way. So you like start taking some of the same cards you had, and then you realize like, oh shit, like, I'm not actually getting the right cards that I need. And so like, now my deck is kind of weak because I've taken these cards I shouldn't have taken, but
eventually you kind of learn which cards go well together. So you have this choice of three cards and you're like, oh, this one will go well.
This one will go.
Other thing that I have.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I picked up Rampage earlier, which I don't know. That's just a random card that they each have their little names like magic cards, but, so yeah, it's like, oh, I have Rampage and that'll work really well. If I can ramp up my strength, that'll work super well, So like, cause like there's cards that'll make your strength stronger. So each, if one card does 6 damage, if you have one strength, it'll do 7 damage, but you can ramp up your strength to, I think I had like 50 some strength going the other day. So like that was a run I won where I was just demolishing guys. Like, cause I just kept doubling my strength. I don't know. You do these cool things. Like you play, you get your strength to a level, and then you have, there's a card that doubles your strength. So you play that, but then you have another card that lets you pick a card from your discard pile and put it back in your hand. And so you can grab your strength card back and play it again, you know? And like, you just keep doubling. Like, it's like stuff like that, that I just love, like finding how the cards work together and how you can make your deck work, you know? I don't know. I
think I'll try it maybe this week. I have it downloaded and ready to play.
Oh yeah, I would highly recommend it.
It's on Games Pass.
Yeah, especially if it's on Games Pass, you have nothing to lose by not giving it a try at least. I'm enjoying it a lot. So yeah, I'm enjoying it so much that I was happy to pay $10 more to get it on my phone. You know, like it costs $10, but it's the same game. Nothing is different. It on the phone, it's a little wonky, you know, because it's all touch, and like sometimes I find myself accidentally playing cards that I didn't want to play because I was like clicking on them to look at what the card did. But instead I pushed too hard or in the wrong spot or something and it accidentally plays the card, you know, like, so there's like a few weird stuff like that on the phone, right. But for the most part, it's the same exact game. Slay the Spire, super fucking fun. I don't know. I somehow almost have 100 hours in it already. Like, Jesus. I don't know. I'm addicted. Anyway, this week, Jurek, we are going to be playing Super Valis 4 on the Super Nintendo. What do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Let's do it.
So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he's stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Jurek?
Who knows?
Yeah, you might be ready. You might not. Like, I had some trouble finding questions on this one, so they're pretty. Two of them are crappy questions. One of them I thought was hilarious. So, anyway, here we go. Super Valis 4, question number one. Here we go. Super Valis 4 is actually a port of Valis 4, which was for what system?
Well, it was just like PC. DOS.
That's
CD-ROM.
It's actually, it was for the PC Engine, which is actually that's the TurboGrafx-16 in North America. In Japan and Europe, the TurboGrafx was called the PC Engine. So, it is a CD
based
game.
I guess I read
game,
that and just like glossed over it and was just like, oh, CD-ROM.
Yeah, I actually thought the same thing, and I saw PC Engine, so I had to like I just did a quick little research to make sure. I was pretty sure the PC Engine was the TurboGrafx, but I wasn't positive. So anyway, that was a dumb filler question. But you're 0 for 1 here, Jurek. 0 for 1. Here we go. Question number 2. The port of Valis 4, Super Valis 4, is missing several things from the original game. What are the three main things missing in this port?
Well, it's missing two other characters. You only play as one character in this one.
Yep.
The magic system has been replaced by like special weapons. And the animated cutscenes have been removed. And a bunch of levels are out as well.
A few levels are out, I think, but there's also a new level that they made.
Yeah, but the new level is apparently basically the second half of the first level of Valis 4.
Right.
Apparently.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It's all wonky. But yeah, that's exactly right. Two of the main characters, like two characters are missing completely. Yep. And they don't even mention them in the story, even though apparently they're pivotal. They're protagonists in the regular Valis 4.
And I guess I'm curious how much of the story is even intact then, because from what I understand, the story was told through these animated cutscenes mostly.
Yeah, like it's,
and those are just taken out.
From what I understand, there's a little, you know, it's not a cutscene, but you know, there's like a picture and it gives you a little story before you start the game.
Right.
But that's pretty much it as far as story goes. So yeah, it's very thin.
Especially because I was reading on Wikipedia, they have a plot, you know, synopsis, and I was just like, what are you talking about?
It's nonsense.
This is crazy.
It is. And also, like, why? Okay, thanks for porting it to us in North America here, but why are you making us start with the fourth part of a series?
I know. You that know? Too. Like, it's like, I because don't know. It clearly, when reading the plot, it It's like,
I think you want to play the other games.
It builds from the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
So jumping right into this, you don't even know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, I feel like it was just all handled very poorly.
Well, probably why no one's ever
heard of this.
Heard of this game.
Right. Okay, you are 1-for-2 here, Drake. 1-for-2. Here we go. Question number 3. This is the big one. Here we go. This is for all the marbles.
Boat facts.
This is, it's time for where the fuck
it.
Is the button? Here it is.
There we go.
Snake facts. No, it's not snake facts time. Anyway, I literally could not find the / button. That was okay. Anyway. Okay, here we go. Question number 3. If you are interested in playing the Valis series, why should the utmost of caution be used when searching for it on the internet?
Valis.
The whole Valis series. Like, if you were interested in playing this game and you wanted to learn more about it, like this game or any game in the Valis series, and you searched for it, why should the utmost caution be used?
I'm going to assume some sort of, like, sex or porn things come up, apparently. But just because it's the internet.
Yeah, well, that's a good guess, yeah. I'm going to... Oh, sorry.
Well, I mean, Valis isn't... like, is it mistaken for some other body part?
No, no. I'm gonna give you 0.5 on that question, Drake, because you were pretty correct, but not specific enough.
Right.
So here we go. So why should the utmost caution be used when searching for it on the internet?
Palace.
Because just before Telenet, the company who made the game, they were getting purchased by Sunsoft. And just before they got purchased, they sold the licensing rights of the Valis series to a company that now produces hentai porn with like under the Valis series name. So this hentai series is apparently called Valis X. And you should definitely be aware of this if you don't want to stumble onto some not safe for work content while searching for these games. Yep. So, okay. Well, there we go. It's a porn now. Super Valis
right,
4.
Well, of course, everything's a porn.
Everything's a porn. That's true. That's true. Let's see here, Drake. I think you were 1.5 out of 2 for that one.
Out of 3.
Out of 3, I mean. Yeah, out of 3. Well done. Well done. 50%.
I'll take it.
Yep.
I mean, that's an F.
Drake, would you like to tell the revelers and I a little bit about Super Valis 4 on the Super Nintendo?
I will indeed. Super Valis 4 was released in 1992. It was developed by Lasersoft.
Lasers!
I had a nickname for you, but now I'm not going to tell you. Okay, it was Laser.
So fucking good.
It was published... The Super Nintendo one was actually published by Atlas Software.
Okay.
The original one was whatever company you just said.
Telenet. They're a Japanese company. They made... Yeah, we've played
Atlas,
some...
But...
I think we've played some Telenet games in the past, or at least, I think some NES games that were made by Telenet. I want to say they made like Casino Kid and Wall Street Kid. Didn't we play? Didn't we play one of those games?
Yes,
I think
we
so.
Wall Street Kid.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, and I want to say that Telenet was one of those companies, but I'm not positive.
Could be.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, people who worked on the game, specific names, I don't know.
Okay.
I got nothing for you, man.
Nothing, okay.
Got no director, no composer.
Okay.
Nothing.
I'm also realizing at this very second...
Yep, I'm also realizing that same thing.
We forgot to listen to music.
So
that's cool, but let's play some right now, shall we?
We'll play some for the revelers, and then we'll bullshit... about how good it is.
Yeah.
Or bad it is.
All right. Maybe actually we'll listen to some while we do this too. Okay. We'll be right back, revelers. Here is the music. And we're back. And we also listen to the music in that little break. So so that's good.
It's actually good.
It is good.
I enjoyed it.
I did too. It's like, I don't know. I mean, it's kind of generic, but
yeah,
it seems fine. Like, it could be way worse.
Oh, you absolutely.
Know? Yeah. So,
yeah, they definitely put some effort into it. It's got some running little beats going there.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good stuff all around. But we don't know who composed that music or anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, okay.
Couldn't find anything.
Well, that's fine. What, do you know anything else?
I mean, so some of the information it's an action platformer, like a side-scrolling action platformer with three characters, not our version, though.
Nope.
Where you're fighting to stop, I don't know, some guy named Galgear.
It's Gallagher.
It's spelled Galgear, though.
No, it's spelled Gallagher.
No.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
At least not. That's not what Wikipedia says. Then.
Oh well, everything I read and in the video I watched, it showed his name on the screen as Gallagher.
Oh,
because they made a reference to it.
Okay, maybe they changed that then for our. Because I guess the plot that I have is for, yeah, I guess the original one that had more story, and it's spelled Gallagher.
Oh,
like,
no,
Galgear.
No, in the North American version, it's literally Gallagher, the guy who smashes watermelons with a hammer.
All right. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, he's the Dark Prince who wants to destroy Dreamland or something. And wait a minute, if they're in Dreamland, where the fuck is Kirby? You know,
I don't think they're in Dreamland.
Yeah, they are. They he wants to destroy the Dream World or something.
The Dark World.
The Dream World.
No, he's the Dark World.
I think you were reading about Valis IV. Super Valis IV is different, I think.
Yeah, but the story should still be the same.
But I don't think it is. They changed everything.
Nonsense.
I don't
Nonsense.
Know.
Nonsense. Then I don't know what the fuck this game is about.
Nobody does.
I know it's a side-scrolling game. You play as Lena.
Yep.
The other two characters are
Alfie and
tossed to the wind.
Somebody else. Alfie and I can't remember
Nobody
the other
knows.
One. Somebody knows.
No, it's
but do not go.
Asphall and Amu.
Asphall and Amu. Yeah.
Asphall, Amu, and Lena.
Oh, I was reading that wrong.
Each of them having different weapons, moves, and spells.
Except for
not anymore.
No spells. They all just have special weapons.
You just pick up. Is it?
Not even they I all. Assume, only Lena. Yeah.
Because that's all you play as.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Wikipedia page is mostly Valis IV, and then there's a small subsection of differences for
Super Valis IV. Yep, I
but
saw the same thing.
It doesn't say anything about, yeah, the character, the story, any story changes, or the character's name being different. Or,
I don't know. I watched...
It has to do with gods and some goddesses, and you're in some magical world, and then you got to go find the Sword of Valis.
Well, you're... Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's
like the only thing that can kill Galgear.
Gallagher.
Whatever, it's Galgear.
Okay, well, let's play this game and find out, shall we?
All right.
Think, oh my god, that was a close one. I was pushing sound effects buttons and not in the sound effects thing, and I almost screwed up the whole recording. So,
oh god.
But we're good. Don't worry.
These days, you're gonna ruin us all.
Okay, we've made it 200 some episodes with literally not a single lost one. I almost lost one once, but
yeah. Knock on wood.
I know. Yeah. Okay. Now this one's gonna be lost to the ether, but that's fine.
Yeah. Gone forever.
Anyway, I think we better take a shot, and revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Indeed.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Whew. Okay. I'm ready. Oh, ActRack has control. Let's do this. Let's Super Valis 4. So I watched, I wasn't actually sure Valis was how it was pronounced.
At the end of the century.
Gallagher comes in.
Reddish moon symbolizing the evil spirit world rises in the sky.
I don't really care about this. Oh, here, the most pixelated Valis. Look at this face guy. His face is on a chest. Like, I don't know what is going on in that picture. See, Gallagher.
Oh, there we go. Gallagher,
King of the evil spirits forces, bellows to all who listen. We will destroy the dream world first and then eliminate all who are not part of the evil spirit's reign. See, the dream world, not dreamland, I guess. Okay. The dream world. Okay, do we need
Yuko?
Yeah.
Also.
There we go.
All right.
Yuko is Lena, I think. Or no, Yuko is the original Valis sword wielder in Valis 1 through 3 or something like that. I don't know. What's happening? Are we Oh, you're going to options.
No, I'm not trying to. I just couldn't.
Oh, I see.
Tell which if white or red was selecting something. Valis Phantasm Soldier, Episode 4, Mighty Maiden.
So this is all about Lena. Act 1, Vacanti. What the fuck? Why are they throwing random Italian words in here? I actually don't know if Vacanti is Italian at all. It seems like it is, but hard to say. So what's happening here, Drake? You're starting the game. You're this badass red-haired chick named Lena. You've got a couple special weapons already by the looks of things. So it looks like you have infinite ammo with whatever you have right now, which is
just
your regular sword. And how do you... there we go. You have 20 arrows and what's that? You have a shoe by the looks of things or a high heel. What does that look like? I don't know.
I don't know what's happening.
Oh, it's a energy thing, but you only have 8.
Yeah, and I apparently got rid of...
you did. What did you press?
I don't know. I just switched to the other one, and it just like was like, oh well, you lose this one then.
Interesting. Maybe that's a weird mechanic of the game. I don't know.
I guess there's eventually strategy of what to have and when to use it.
I don't think so. From what I understand, you can get all 6 special weapons and just have them all and switch between any of them at any time. So I think you must have pressed drop item or something, you know, like, I don't know. You seem to be getting wrecked here, Drake.
I am. Oh, I might have accidentally put it on hard.
Ah.
It says hard up there.
Oh, it sure does. Hard. Level hard. Yeah, we're on hard. Let's do
because
this.
Because it seemed like it then decided, I swear, on the main menu, you went with the red. What was highlighted in red was what it went for.
Oh, so instead of highlighted in yellow.
And then
right?
When I got into options, I was like, oh, if red highlighted or red took me into options, then I'll highlight normal in red.
Oh, I
and
see.
And I did that, but apparently
it's opposite
it was
in the menu.
In the options menu or something. I swear I highlighted normal difficulty.
Here's the thing I read about. These platforms right here in the first level. It looks like you should go up that way, but don't even worry about that. You cannot go that way, and those platforms are literally there for no reason.
What?
Just keep going right. Just keep going right. You don't need to go up there. There's nothing up. There's maybe enemies up there that can kill you, but like just keep going right.
I'm just gonna keep on swimming, man.
Just keep on swimming, man. Just keep going right. That's all you got to do. Hold right, and you'll win this game.
Nothing's happening. Okay. Fine.
Yeah, that's another thing that I read about this game is that there's just tons of chunks of open space. There's
Vacanti Dominator.
Here we go. Ability. Oh, my God. You're at the boss. Oh, my God. Yes. Get him. Oh,
he wrecked me.
He fucking...
He trapped me in the corner. And just, like, how was I supposed to get away from him?
He didn't trap you. You stood there and let him come to you.
And I tried to then. Yeah, but I didn't. What am I going to do, man?
All right.
All right, here.
Can I try this game?
Yep.
Here we go. How do we do it?
There we go. Should be you now.
Okay. Yep. Here we go. Okay. I'm Lena. I'm ready for fucking action here. Okay. Now I got 2 weapons, but I'm going to save those. The bugs don't fly low enough to get you. That's so weird.
Yeah, some of them don't.
Like, look at that. Oh, I thought I was safe, but I was not safe. Okay. Oh my God.
Maybe we should start over.
Oh, we should
on normal.
Yeah, well let me give it a shot on hard here.
You give it the old college try.
Yeah. I mean
try harder than we did our first time in college.
Oh yeah, I will. I will definitely try harder than that. I mean, all I have to do is try
I'm doing in college now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is actually trying.
Right. Actually, once I was in my theater program, I did try. I mean,
yeah. I mean, once, yeah, now that I, you know, went back to college and I have an actual interest in what I'm doing, turns out I'm actually trying and I have a 4.0 GPA.
Yeah. I, even though I was trying, I did not get a 4.0 GPA, but.
Well, right. I mean, you still had lots of drinking to do.
Yeah, that's correct. What are, we always used to say, St. Cloud State, where the drinking department had a theater problem. And that was pretty correct, actually. Ah, good times. Right, okay, here we go. Here
with way more health than I had.
How do I, I should have figured
up in your attack, Will, or yeah, but you need to,
I don't know how to,
press X and it like puts that into your
X.
Special thing into your like,
and yeah, then how do I use it?
Up.
Oh, attack. I see. Oh, this guy's a fucking pushover.
Oh, wow. That's a good attack for him. Just deflects his shit, too.
Oh, I got him.
Oh, nailed
it. I'm literally the best Super Valus 4 player that ever existed. Right. Oh, yeah. Even on hard mode, bitches. What's
Lena
up?
Lena just overcame
Vacanti. She approaches Castle something.
It's like
Castle Vanity. Ooh, Castle Vanity.
Yeah, this is the level I think that's new.
Oh, and there's no, it's not Castlevania style. You can't get the candles.
Oh, no.
And,
don't do anything.
And get any items from them, like hearts or axes to throw.
Which what's is going, what's supposed to be like going on in the background there out the windows?
It's like, I think the clouds. I think it's the clouds. Mm. You're like above the clouds.
In Dream World.
Here in Dream World. Oh, my God. That guy almost got me. You got to be cautious in this game. Like, that guy just ran up, but he, like, ran up and stopped, which was good because, oh, see, he did it again, but he got me that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and then he ran away.
I know, but there was another guy in my way. Oh, here we go. We're on top of the face faces here.
Face face.
It looks like a face face, right?
It does look like a face face.
They're floating face faces. Yeah, fuck these knights. I'm literally the best Super Valus 4 player that ever existed. See, like, what
you
is this?
Pretty
like,
good.
Look at this huge chunk with nothing. I'm
yeah,
just like,
it's
just empty.
Big, yep.
Like, what is going on? Am I even going the right way?
It seemed like the only way to go.
It did, but it here we are.
But no,
oh,
it just
wait.
Takes you back to like nothing.
Wait. Oh, and I'm
and
back
can't
down.
Make that jump.
I cannot make that jump. Okay. Am I literally back at the start of this level?
I think so.
Okay. Wait. No, because I wasn't up
well,
here before.
Well, you're not down on the bottom floor, though.
Oh, well, can I get up here? Or maybe if I go farther left.
Man, I don't know.
Well, why don't you know everything about this game?
I've never played this game.
Oh, here, I got
never
another weapon.
I've heard of this game.
Super Valus 4. I just
well,
like...
Well, I have heard of it now. But before a few weeks ago, no. I had never heard of this game. I think you can only jump.
Oh, that guy got me again. These little spider guys, they're like vase spiders. Why is everything a vase in this game?
I don't know. Could you have just kept going instead of climbing up the face faces?
I died. My sword is there. Why is the Super Valus sword there?
Hang on.
Reset game.
Yep.
We're going to have to do it all over again?
Well, that was our only option.
Okay. I mean, we could have continued is all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, well, yeah, but we're playing on hard, apparently.
Well, I was able to beat a boss on hard is all
just,
I'm saying.
Yeah, that just seems like an all-around bad idea, though.
What do you mean? For a couple of guys like us who are always just beating levels left and right? It is. I see.
Option mode.
Okay, I see exactly what you're talking about. The white, now the white is right.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's
Let's
super
see if it
confusing.
Says normal now.
Yeah.
Because if it does, then that's super dumb.
How do we get out of this? Can we skip this or?
This is just that's all it is. It says that and then.
Oh, I see. Act 1 Vacanti. Okay. Here we go.
No.
Nope. Level hard. Reset it. So this time we managed to beat a level, but we can't figure out the options menu.
So confused.
I don't think it did the opposite. I think you got yourself confused.
Maybe. I'm just going to start and assume it.
It's on normal.
Starts it, but it like automatically starts you on option mode.
Oh, that's weird.
Like that's the first thing that it's on. So if you just press start, you automatically go to the options menu.
I see.
Instead of just starting the game like most games.
Right. Like pretty much every game.
Pretty much every game, yeah. You normally have to press a button to get to options.
Oh, see, okay, now it says normal.
Level normal. All right. Okay. All right.
Now that it's a little easier, let's see if you can beat this level, Drake. Although I feel like you have less life than we had before. Like, we had a half life bar. Oh, wait, no. Our life.
That's
the boss life. I see. So the boss has less life.
So I think I read something that the longer you take to get to the boss, the more, like, the health is going up steadily.
Oh, what a weird mechanic. It is. I can see it. Yeah.
You want to get to the boss as fast as possible.
Oh. And
not get hit like I am just constantly getting hit.
I mean, basically, Drake's strategy right now is to just run through all the enemies. Don't
they just keep hitting me.
You got to stop and hit him with your sword.
Yeah, but I'm up against the clock, man.
Well, don't worry about the clock. That boss was a pushover. I beat him on hard. You know, like, I think you'll be able to beat him on easy as long as you don't get rid of your bow and arrow like you did last time.
Yeah, that seemed to be the way to
go about things. From what I understand, all the special weapons are basically just projectiles that shoot in different directions. So, like, the one that I had that beat that boss swiftly was, like, these three arrows that shot up diagonally, you know? Like, but then there's that other weapon that Jurek was playing with earlier that, like, shoots out and slides across the floor. So they're, like, they're all just projectiles that shoot differently, basically.
God, just run forever with nothing happening. And then you get wrecked by a knight. Just, like, runs right into my face.
All right, here we go. Because it's sweet because the weapon blocks. Don't be that close. You got to be slightly farther away, like on the flat part, so that you can block his shots, because the weapon blocks his shots too.
Yeah, now he's not doing it. Now he's
there we go
charging. Okay,
you wrecked him. Yes, Jurek, you are now you're now the second best Super Valus player for
overcame Vacanti. Next, she approaches Castle Vanity.
Oh my god, here we go. Castle Vanity. You're so vain if you're in this castle. Here we go.
Alright, I'm just gonna try this castle since you just
tried. No, yeah, try it. I mean, you can't figure out where to go, it's impossible. There's like, I literally got stuck and then just game overed. And you're stuck inside a knight.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like he just walked right into me. And then you can't do anything against him while he's inside of you.
Yeah. So honestly, a lot of things that I read and saw basically were like, this game is fine, if not boring as fuck.
It does. Yeah. I'm going to agree with that at this point.
Yeah. Like, maybe don't go up there. Oh, no. You got to go up there.
You have to go up there.
So maybe I just didn't. Oh, wait. What's that middle platform? I went all the way.
Yeah, but then I think that's what you were on when you fell down one level.
Oh. Well, no, I tried to jump across. So maybe there's a hole somewhere coming up here, or maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I think this is the way to go. Nope. Nope. Is there like a mega jump or something?
I don't know.
I don't either. What if you like Mario 2 it and hold down? Do you get like a super jump? I doubt it, but
you sure don't.
Oh, you can't even duck. I see. Right? Oh yeah, you can. No, okay.
You can duck.
I thought you were holding down and and we're like, nope, you sure don't.
Oh, okay. Nope. Nothing's happening.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't know. Like, so far,
second level of Super Valus 4, unbeatable.
Unbeatable. Oh, nice. You used your special weapon there.
No one's ever made it further.
Why are you wasting all your... See, you dropped it again. It's gone
now.
When
you switch to the next one, it just goes away.
Well, see, it's in your slot, though. Oh, when you switch to the next one, it just goes away?
Yeah, because I can't keep it and then use the next one. Because you have to move it over into your, you know, slot there to use it.
No, I didn't have to move it into the slot. I just highlighted it and pressed up and shoot. I think you're pressing a button to drop it. Maybe. Whatever that means. I don't know, but...
Like, you have to be able to make that jump then.
You got to be pixel perfect to do it, I guess.
That's the only option.
Yeah. Oh, nice dodge. Jurek, fucking spider vases are not to be trifled with if Jurek's playing.
God, one more hit.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You literally have no life.
I have no health. And that boss's health is just going up, man.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, he's going to be pretty strong. Well, you got me. You're dead AF.
I was trying to use my attack, but it didn't do anything.
All right, can I have a shot again at this level on normal now? We'll see. We'll see how it goes here.
All right, it's all you and Castle Vanity.
Here we go, Act Two, Castle Vanity. Woo, woo. All right.
Yeah, I don't. Do you really have to be that exact?
No, I can't imagine.
That seems to be the only.
The only way to go.
The only way to go. We go this way and nothing happens. You have to climb up and then you have to be able to make that jump. But
yeah, but
that's way too precise of a jump.
Yeah, like you have to be like pixel perfect. Like,
I mean, I feel like I jumped right at the end of that and just nothing. Couldn't make it.
Oh, you have unlimited of these.
You have unlimited of that, yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, that's kind of cool. These are good weapons, or it's a good little projectile. It's like a little, I don't know, fireball or something that you throw, or
yeah.
I don't know.
Fireball.
I mean, this has to be the way. Like, you can't jump.
It seems to be the only possible way.
It really does.
But I'm confused about. Okay, so you just you have to make this jump just.
Okay. You literally have to get yourself right on the edge. Oh!
Oh, you can run!
If you double tap forward, all you can run. Game
everything.
Changer.
Good thing we figured that out when we have like 5 more minutes to play.
I know, but oh man, running is sweet as fuck. Okay, running is a game changer for sure.
Yep. Turns out you can run in this game.
Don't go too fast.
Nice, it'd be nice if it told you some of these things and like how to play the game.
Right. Well, did we even look at the controls and options? Like,
no,
did it?
I guess technically, yeah. You would look at the manual and it told you all this stuff. But
you can short hop in this game or full hop, just like Smash. So that's cool. I'm just saying, you can look. I'm short hopping.
Nobody cares.
Okay. I'm just saying that you can do it.
Nobody cares.
Everybody cares. All the people care. Yeah, I know that a lot of revelers were wondering if you can short hop or full hop in this game, and you can do both. You can even medium hop.
Nobody plays Smash.
Like several people do.
like seven.
At least a couple. I don't know. Two or three at the most, probably, but.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, okay. Those guys die in one hit. That's good to know. I'm pretty sure Smash tournaments are, at least Smash Ultimate tournaments, are pretty much over forever. I don't know. I think the pandemic kind of killed the competitive community.
Killed the momentum and the hype.
Well, yeah, but also, you know, the game's 2 years old. I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, people still like they're
still
Melee and shit.
Oh, Melee's huge. Melee's bigger than Ultimate. Like, there's loads of Melee players. In fact, I want to get an emulator and play some Melee, but oh shit.
I don't know. I bet they'll come back.
No, they'll come back. It's just going to be a long time, you know, like, and I don't know if I can put that much more time into Smash. I've got Slay the Spire to play now. Okay, here. I made it. Oh my God. There's a guy riding a tiger and
holy
it's insane.
Shit. Fucking Siegfried and Roy going on here.
No, don't stand here. Yeah. Oh, okay. That was stupid.
Don't stand so.
Don't stand so close to me. Man, singing on Zoom is impossible. Like, there's just a little delay.
Slight delay.
Yeah. All right. Oh, you let us time out?
Oh, shit.
Oh, that was me.
No,
I let
you're
us.
You're in control.
I let us time out.
I can't do anything.
God damn it. I'm sorry. Well, I don't know.
I guess we never looked up codes for this game.
We didn't. I mean,
did
should
you
we
look up anything?
No. I could do that right now real quick, but I don't know. Game facts. What is this game called? Super Valis 4.
4.
Here we go.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, 4. Yeah. We don't want to be playing Super Valis 2. Even though we never even had the option to play Super Valis 2. Oh, here we go. Character appearance changes to older style or easy mode or level select. Those are our options.
Can we do easy mode and level select?
Yeah, let's try it.
Tell me more. Or I guess you have control still right now.
What? Oh, I don't think we actually can do easy mode unless we can't do character appearance changes to older style.
I don't care about that. That's
yeah, I know. Okay,
not
so
going to benefit us at all.
Are you controlling it or am I?
No, you are right now.
Okay, here, then.
I can take control.
Well, let me just enter this code here. You so, okay, press start button. Oh, God. All right, which one is highlighted, the white or the red?
Red.
Red? Okay, so yes. Highlight option mode, then press left, left, right, right, B, B, Y, Y. Okay. I don't know. Did it work? Oh.
Oh, easy. Yeah.
Oh, easy. Right there. I see.
Yeah, that wasn't there before. Okay, how do you level select?
Oh, level select. On the title screen, press up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, up, down, left, right, select, select, Y, B, start.
Game, wait, no. Game level, but... That's just difficulty level.
Okay.
Start highlighting something.
Maybe you have to start on option mode. I don't know. Let's try it again. Up, down, left, right. Up, down, left, right. Up, down, left, right. Up, down, left, right. Select, select, YB, start. Oh, no, I did it wrong. So, all right. I think you have to be on game start. Okay, here we go. Now let's try it. Here we go. Up, all down, right. Left, right. Up, down, left, right. Up, down, left, right. I fucked it up. Hang on. How many is it? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2. Okay, it's 4 times. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Up, down, left, right. Up, down, left, right. Up, down, left, right. Up, down, left, right. Select, select, YB, start. God damn it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. This game is the worst. Wait, red is... We're starting it. Let's just start on easy mode. Right. I mean, I'm ready to be done with this game.
If we're going to start back on the first level.
Which apparently we are.
I thought maybe if we could skip to third or fourth level on easy mode.
No, but we're back on act one, Vacanti.
Yeah.
Vacanti's a pushover, though. We know that much. So, I don't know. I'm ready to be done with Super Valis 4.
Oh, it starts us with like all the weapons.
Oh, it does. Okay. Well, that's cool. Oh, and you have... Oh, no, you haven't selected it.
I know.
See.
That's what I'm saying. So when you... To select, put a weapon in my thing, I press that, and now I have 20 of those. But if I just go ahead and select something else...
Then that one goes away.
It just gets rid of that one.
Interesting. That's weird. I don't know.
Oh, hey, look at that.
What happened? Oh, you're in...
I don't know. I changed into...
You're like in Mega Bikini mode right now.
Yeah. Into, classic girl armor.
Yeah, which is like a bra and panties. Yeah.
Because that protects, the woman's vital organs.
Of course it does. I mean, this is very strong armor. This makes her like ultra. She's fucking super Scion Lena right now.
Yeah.
Scion? Scion? How do you say that?
I don't know. I'm not a nerd.
What?
I don't watch Dragon Ball Z.
That's the biggest lie I've ever heard. I'm not a nerd, nerd.
Different kind of nerd.
All right, that's true.
I don't watch Dragon Ball.
I don't either. Honestly, anime really has never been for
me. I mean,
me.
I've definitely watched my fair share of anime.
I know, you like it. I don't really like it.
I like some of it. I'm picky and choosy about what I like, but I never got into Dragon Ball.
What is this one that everybody... quotes all the time, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I have no idea. Something. I've never heard of that.
I don't know. Well, you're not on the same subreddits I am. I guess.
Give me a little Gundam Wing action.
Yeah, Gundam Wing.
Over that shit.
Honestly, the only anime that I've ever really, really loved was Ronin Warriors. Ronin Warriors is sweet as fuck. In fact, it's on Hulu, I think.
Basically, I only watch. I think Ronin Warriors was on right before. Or Gundam.
It was on like after school is all I remember.
Yeah, it was like after school, and I think by the time we got home, Ronin Warriors was kind of getting over, or it was right before Gundam Wing on Cartoon Network back in the day when they would play.
Oh, no, I'm talking when I watched Ronin Warriors, I didn't have cable growing up, so I watched it on Channel 9 or I don't know, whatever basic channel it was on. It was on like Fox Afternoon or something. I don't think it was on Fox, but you got to use that arrow, dude. You're on the wrong weapon. Oh my God, you're getting wrecked. There we go. Now wreck this bitch. Yes. Oh yeah, we're on.
Okay, yeah, I watched Ronin Warriors on Cartoon Network in high school.
Oh, I watched it like on regular TV in junior high. I used to watch it like, I think it was either before school or after school. It was definitely one of the two.
But I don't remember. Back then, I always watched Bobby's World.
I did too. Oh, good times, good times.
Howie Mandel.
Fuck
he
yeah!
He did like all the voices.
He did. Bobby's World was so good. I remember just thinking it was so fucking funny.
It was. I would like to see it again. I wonder if it's.
I feel like it holds up for an adult. It was on something streaming for a while. This was a few years ago now, but I don't think it is anymore. I don't remember, but. It's so hard to keep track of all the streaming services now, you know, like, oh, I think that was on Amazon Prime. Nope, that was on Netflix or blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I don't know. Who knows what it was on? Anyway, are we done with Super Valis 4?
I think so.
I think so, too. Well, should we move on to final shots for final thoughts, Drake? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but I'm not ready.
Well, let me vamp here for a minute. I will vamp while Drake pours his shot of whiskey.
The hell out of this show.
So yeah, Super Valis 4. I mean, we'll get to our final thoughts in just a minute here, but my pre thoughts are pretty boring, honestly. This game is pretty lackluster. There's not much going for it. I don't know.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, are you ready? Okay, here we go. Time for final shots for final thoughts. So revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Woo. Okay. Oh yeah. Now I'm feeling good. Okay. Okay. Jurek, how many anime bikini armors out of 10 do you give Super Valis 4 on the Super Nintendo?
Man. I mean, you know, everything in the game, I guess technically it plays fine.
It plays fine. And like it works, but.
Yeah, it's not one of those games where it's bad and frustrating because it's just broken or it's just cheap or shit.
Yeah, it's not Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
Hyde.
It really
is just kind of bland.
It's bland. It's boring. The backgrounds are boring. The gameplay is boring. They're like you walk through huge chunks of a level where nothing is happening.
Just nothing. It's just okay. I'm just running.
Like you couldn't even make one guy run through that I can kill, you know, like, come on, just like, give me something to do. I don't know.
And even at least in the first two levels, there's almost no variation of enemies.
No. It's the same two. I think
it's the same. Those little spider guys, but they're changed color in between level one and level two.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Okay,
oh yeah.
They
get a palette swap.
Ah, palette swap. Sweet,
otherwise
sweet.
They're exactly the same.
And then there's those bug guys.
And then the armored guys that are also exactly the same, but they also get a color change.
Well, they're super different. So.
But they're, yeah.
And then those bug guys. I think we only saw three enemies.
Yeah, we only saw three
two levels
enemies
we
other than the, you know, the two bosses we made it to.
Right.
But.
Although, to be fair, we played two levels, right?
Right.
And we saw three enemies. Like,
right.
If you think of Super Mario Brothers 1, you see two enemies in the first two levels. You see Goombas and Turtles. That's it. Green Shell Turtles. That's it.
I believe they're called Koopa Troopas.
Koopa Troopas. My bad, y'all. My bad.
Come on.
I did actually know that, but... but yeah, I don't know. So what about out of 10 here, Jurek? I don't know. Super Valis 4, how many anime bikini armors?
I'm going to give it 5.
5. Yeah, I think that's about right. Like it's a fight. It's
right
fine.
Middle of the road. It's not nothing's broken. Nothing's so bad that I'm going to, you know, rate it below a 50%.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
But nothing's exciting about it. Going into this, I was like, oh, maybe this will be a game and, you know, it'll be cool and I'll want to try to play through it and beat it. But I have no desire to ever play this
like,
game again.
Even getting the special weapons isn't fun. Like
it's not exciting.
Like, yeah, it's not exciting. You know, like you think like, oh, I have this cool bow and arrow now. Like, what can I do with that? Oh, I guess I can shoot diagonally. Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you can't do... Like anything,
yeah.
With anything,
with anything. I know. Yeah. What does that heart do?
That's what I was wondering.
Does it give you life? I bet it gives you life. Yeah, it must, because you're not.
Because I'm not doing anything, yeah. But I just use them anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must give you life.
Yeah, I don't know. 5 out of 10 seems about right for this game. Like, it's pretty, there's actually, oh my God, I wanted to write this down and I should have put it in my 3 questions. Let me see if I can find it real quick. There was, I was reading a review about this game and there was just such a great quote, in the review, that it was just so perfect. And I need to find it right now. Hang on, I'm so sorry. Drake, can you vamp for 1 second here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You don't got
anymore.
Much else to say.
I just don't. I have nothing to say about this game because it's bland. Even the music, I know we kind of praised it earlier, but it's basic.
It's basic.
It's just
okay.
It's
so
just kind of there.
Here is the quote in this review that I read. This is actually I can't tell you where it's from because I don't want Jurek to know where I get some of my information from.
Oh.
But Revelers, if you want to know where it's from, you tweet me or email me. Actually tweet me or direct message me on Twitter. So that,
and then direct message me on Twitter and let me know.
Right.
Brandon, come on.
Right.
You're my boy.
Anyway,
yeah, man.
So this is a quote in this review I read. It's so good. Okay. It says, rarely has the super prefix in an SNES title been as inappropriate as it is here, but apparently mediocre Valis 4 didn't strike the marketing didn't strike the marketing team as an effective alternative. I just thought that was so great. Mediocre Valis 4, because
yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's mediocre,
yeah.
AF. It's like perfectly middle of the road. Like, it's not, yeah, it's not bad. It's just boring and bland.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There's nothing technically wrong with it.
Yeah.
But it's just,
yeah, it's,
it just kind of is.
It just kind of is. Exactly. Also, like, why are, you know what? I'm going to give it a 4 for the fact that they released this game in the US without releasing the first 3. You know, like, so what the fuck is
that?
Like, why
and
am I jumping into it? Why do I want to play the 4th game in a series when I don't know anything about the series?
Yeah.
Like,
and also, at least then, according to kind of Wikipedia and their plot synopsis of Valis 4, it doesn't even, the plot of this game is not the plot of that game, which is a sequel to Valis 3, so it makes no sense anyways.
Yeah, it's all garbage.
Even
I don't know.
Knowing, and it is weird that, oh, Super Valis 4, and if you bought it on Super Nintendo, you're thinking, oh, I should probably play the other 3 first.
Yeah, like,
you can't.
Well, I know, so that's why, like, nobody knows this game, because, like,
yeah,
sure, it might have been on the shelf well, you're trying to buy a video game, but everybody had that same thought. Oh, Super Valis 4. Well, I haven't played the first 3. Why would I play this one? You know,
right.
like,
why would you release this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just keep it to the consoles that the other games were on.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems silly. This whole thing seems silly. I don't know. Let's see, what did other people think of this game, Drake?
It's hard to say what they thought of this game.
Okay.
Because again, the reviews generally, or like the Wikipedia page, is for Valis 4.
Right.
So which received highly positive reviews from French video game magazines at the time of its Japanese release. I don't understand what that means.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
87% from Consoles Plus, 90% from Generation 4.
Yeah,
these
are all highly reputable sources, you know, like these are the sources we need here.
Hardcore Gaming 101 said, as a whole, Valis 4 is not quite as good as its immediate predecessor, but still one of the better games in the series.
Yep.
But then there is a brief thing that, yeah, for this version that they focus on these French magazines.
That's so weird.
I don't know if this game was really popular in France.
The people, the fucking French people, Revelers, they love it.
Revelers, if you're French and play this game, let us know if it was for some reason a popular game.
Is this the game in France? The rest of the world plays Mario, but France plays Super Valis 4.
Seems to focus on French magazines are the only thing that reviewed it for some reason.
Or maybe they're the only ones that reviewed it positively,
But even they reviewed this version of it slightly lower than the original version.
Oh, it's just slightly?
Yes.
Seems
so we're talking 72%, 81%, 84% as opposed to
garbage ratings.
As opposed to 90, 92, and 90%.
All right.
So I don't know, man.
Yeah, this game, I don't know. Whatever.
There's no real reviews because nobody knows what this game is.
Yeah, it's garbage. Jurik, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about this garbage game, could they do that?
Yeah, I guess.
This garbage game being Super Valis 4.
Right, Super Valis 4, you can. if you, for some reason, played this game and loved it, let us know why we're dumb and
why
stupid.
Why we're dumb, yeah.
But you can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Drake?
You sure can. RetroGamingRevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. We would love discussion questions, Revelers.
Yeah, we didn't have one this episode.
No, we didn't. Even though we actually did, but we didn't do one. But we were just
Did?
Yeah, but not from a Reveler, from Kat. Shout out to Kat, girl I'm seeing right now.
Hi, Kat.
Yeah, yay. Anyway, yeah, but we didn't do one of those discussion questions. But send us discussion questions, Revelers. We would love them. So, I don't know. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. Jurik, you want to take us out?
Nope.
Okay, fine. We will
sit here in
fucking silence. It's just going to be, should we do that? Should we put out a podcast someday that is, it's our regular hour or some podcast.
And then
it's just 8 to 25 hours of silence. But
25 hours.
Yeah, we're just going to let it go.
It sounds like it's going to just eat up all of our
storage space. Yeah,
storage
sure
space.
Is sure is, yeah, real fast,
because I assume it doesn't change whether we talk or not. It's still
generally a sound file is about 1 megabyte per minute, so yeah these get pretty big pretty quick.
All right, but then I'll take us out so we can just
please take us out.
So until next week, game on, Goofy Goobers.
Game on, Goofy Goobers. Up here with my two best friends, Patrick and this
peanut guy.